This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We can welcome Neil Maloney, a Cape Town born adventure seeker and founder of Currents for Cause. And he's all about challenging people out there to push their boundaries and to explore new challenges. Neil, what a pleasure having you with us on Breakfast. Good morning.
Hi there, Brad. Yeah, thank you so much for having me this morning. Looking forward to our chat.
Yeah, looking forward to it too. I see that you're from something called Currents for Cause. I want to start there, and you're the founder of it. I already let the listeners know a little bit earlier just about this amazing thing that you're doing, and we'll share the details of that in a moment. But what is Currents for Cause?
Amazing. Yeah, so Currents for Cause is just it's basically a group of 9 mates who are kind of swimming to change lives. I guess that's our motto. We basically started in the middle of Feb. It was actually myself and one of my mates. We've always wanted to do the specific swim that we are planning to do. And then we got some other guys who we know who all kind of have similar, you know, water polo and swimming backgrounds to us. And they were very keen to take on this challenge. And once we got the group together, we decided let's put a cause behind it. And then that's kind of where Currents for Cause came about. So we started that. That's basically where it came from.
So there's a press release that I received from the guys of SADAG, and there's something in the very first sentence that caught me, and I can't help but share it here with our listeners this morning. It says, "Imagine battling icy Atlantic waters, the historic silhouette of Robben Island receding behind you, and you dressed in nothing but your Speedo." And I thought immediately, I'm sure these guys are going to be dressed head to toe in wetsuits. Are you really going to do it in just a Speedo, that cold water in the start of winter?
Yeah, that's the point. I think just to make it even more of a challenge,
wow.
Mentally and physically, it's, yeah, to do it in Speedos and pretty like cold waters, I think 11, 12, 13 degree water.
Yeah, that is going to be cold. So the big question is, we've got some nice sunny weather happening at the moment, which might help a little bit. When is the big day?
So it's this Friday. We're looking to, I think, get into the water at about 10 o'clock in the morning. So hopefully sun's going to be shining on our backs to help us warm up a little bit. But I think, yeah, conditions are looking good. Swell, there's not much swell around. Wind is very minimal. So, yeah, hopefully we just get a nice current pushing us towards the beach. And, yeah, it should all go well.
Yeah, and when you swim, do you have guys on boats following you, keeping an eye on you? How does that work?
Yeah, so the group, so there's 9 of us, and we've kind of split into 3 groups, going from like the fastest to the middle fastest and then the slowest group. And then we'll have a boat kind of following each group just to make sure, like, we have to be stopped kind of midway through to check, kind of do like a verbal check and see if that we like not getting any, like, we don't have shit, we're not showing any of the symptoms of hypothermia, and that we can still talk, we know what's going on, and then just for a little bit of a feed. And then we'll go, yeah, from then on out and just try to finish the swim.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. So now you're swimming and you're looking at supporting SADAG, which we speak to the guys and girls from SADAG quite often here, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. They do great work. But there's something also very close to my heart, and that's the silent pandemic of men's mental health issues, because I'm just going to say it, as men, we don't often like to share our emotions. We don't often like to talk about stuff that's going on, and it affects our health and our mental health later on because we're keeping the stuff bottled up. I mean, for you as a guy and with your mates here at Currents for Cause and your connection with SADAG, what are some of the things you've been thinking about that men are struggling with that you feel this has to be dealt with and the swim is going to help?
Yeah, so I just firstly, I would like to thank SADAG. They've been incredible in this whole journey. They've been very welcoming to our cause, and we're actually going to donate all our money to their 24-hour call center. So that's like the only one in South Africa. So we're going to give some funds to that to kind of just keep that running, because running a 24-hour call center can be expensive. But yeah, I think just for the mental side of it, I've dealt with personal experiences, and I know a few of the guys who are swimming with me have, and we have a lot of friends around who we've just seen, you know, their mental health, it just kind of decreases when they're taking on a personal issue by themselves. And I think we're just trying to promote the talking about it. I think just, you know, I think it's the first step is to talk to someone about it, and we're becoming quite comfortable, you know, as ourselves in the community that we've created, with having these uncomfortable conversations with the people around us, and kind of starting that with someone that we may think may be backing with someone. But yeah, I think the message that we're just trying to get it across is, it's always going to be uncomfortable talking about something that you're struggling with. And I think for us, getting in this cold water, being uncomfortable for a long period of time, yes, our feelings and stuff, but I think just to convey that message across, being like, you need to be uncomfortable to talk about, I think, what you're dealing with, and yeah, that's kind of the message we want to get across.
Yeah, I love that, Neil. We've got to be uncomfortable. Having those conversations is uncomfortable. One thing that stands out for me is you've got good mates. I mean, it doesn't sound like it was a major struggle to get eight guys to say, okay, Neil, we'll do it with you. We'll do this crazy, potentially dangerous, ice cold thing. We'll do it. It says something about the friendship group that you're in. And that's something that all men really need, right? Some men that they can trust, that don't even hesitate to say yes.
No, exactly. I mean, the group has been unbelievable. I think within the first week we had our group there, and we were like, okay, cool, this is us. We're gonna go forward with it. And then obviously just, there's been a lot going on. So I've definitely had a few days where I'm like, yo, okay, there's quite a lot going on, and the other Oaks have stepped up tremendously and helped out wherever they can, kind of like without asking questions, just actually taking on some roles by themselves. And it's, yeah, they've been unbelievable throughout the journey of this.
Yeah, and to the ladies listening, and of course to the men, but the ladies as well, it's important to help the men along, saying sometimes they just want to do their own thing, want to be on their own, and there's nothing to be proud of to be an island. We weren't created like that. We're created as people to be in community, and we need to be finding these guys to connect with and to do life alongside. What is your biggest concern about the swim as an individual? I mean, you're an adventure seeker. This is all about pushing boundaries. That's kind of your personality. But come Friday, what's the thing that's got you tossing and turning at night when you think about the swim on Friday?
I think two main points. Obviously, coming from quite a competitive background with sports in high school and varsity, I know that this isn't a race. It's kind of point A to point B, and no matter if you have to slow down and you have to, so that's going to be important to me, is not worry about the time I do it in, but actually just finishing the race. And then secondly is the cold water. I've heard a lot of horror stories of people attempting the swim and it just going completely south for them. So we are all aware of, the consequences that can come with it if we don't take this seriously enough and don't trust the people on the boat. Obviously, we trust them enough to, as soon as they see a slight change in our stroke difference or us being a bit like mentally all over the place, they're going to pull us out the water immediately. Because if we carry on, then we start, facing the issues of like blacking out in the water, losing consciousness, and we really don't want that to happen on the day to any
Yeah,
of one any of us.
exactly. Worried about sharks? I don't know. Are there sharks in that area? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, not really. Hey, I think the water's too cold for
Yeah, I think
them,
so
to be
too.
honest. Yeah, so you're not too particularly worried about those. There is a lot of people have been mentioning the Cape fur seal, like rabies issue,
Oh, yeah.
at the moment. So, but I mean, I don't think it's not too big of a worry for us.
Yeah, if you're going to start to worry about everything, you'll never get done what you need to get done. You guys sound like you've got your head screwed
Exactly.
on straight and you've got a massive goal to achieve. So let's assume there shouldn't be any reason why you guys shouldn't struggle. You've got your heads on, you've got the team, you've got the guts, you've got the experience. When this goes well on Friday and you can see the effect that it's had, is Currents for Cause? Do you kind of think you're going to say, what's next? What's next after that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we're already talking about our next adventure, I guess you could call it our next challenge. We want to kind of use this as a base and, grow confidence swimming for long periods of time in open water. So there are definitely, I think, lucky enough, being in Cape Town, you have a lot of options to do these long distance open water swims. So I think, yeah, I don't want to speak too soon, but we definitely do have a few plans in the future if all goes well on Friday.
That's awesome. How can we follow you guys to find out how things went? Where are you guys on the social so we can keep an eye?
Yeah, so we're just on Instagram at Currents for Cause. Pretty simple. And then yeah, if you can follow us there. We have a WhatsApp community group that we've just started getting some members onto it. That's to follow our actual swim on Friday. There'll be someone giving constant updates
Nice.
who will be on one of the boats. So I can, yeah, sure, we can share that through somewhere for people to find. And then, yeah, otherwise we're on SADAG as well. If you go to their Instagram, you'll find us there. And then all our links are on our bio on Instagram if you want to check more about us out. Yeah.
Yeah, go and have a look at Currents for Cause on Instagram and go and find out what SADAG are up to. And we always chat to them and to get ideas about what's going on in the areas of mental health, whether we talked about teenagers, whether we're talking about this case, specifically men. And you can visit their website. You can find all of their numbers that you need to call, counseling line, suicide line. It's all there. Fantastic infographics to share, things to print and keep for parents and teachers. Everything is there for you. And know that what Currents for Cause are doing this coming Friday, Neil and his bunch of guys that are doing such amazing work. They're doing it all for a great cause for SADAG. So go and check them out on their website. Follow Currents for Cause. And for you, Neil Maloney, strength to you and the boys. And may things go exceptionally well. And boy, the coffee when you arrive in Blouberg, boy, it's going to taste good.
It's going to be unbelievable. Yeah, thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. We'll catch up with you. We'll keep an eye on it, and all the best for Friday.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
What a pleasure. Thanks. It's Neil Maloney, Cape Town-born adventure seeker. He's the founder of Currents for Cause, and he's the one doing such great work supporting SADAG as well.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.